Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Tech for Tech Tech Talk. This is a live show where we help your IT business grow. First of all, before we get on to anything else, if you are in the Facebook group, well, Facebook's gone and, well, fixed things up is probably the best way of putting it. They've removed app support, which basically means the chat no longer works at all via the Facebook group. So if you are commenting via the Facebook group, Jen will be monitoring that. So it may not show on the screen on the right like it normally does. But if you can actually comment, let us know if you can see and hear us. That way, obviously, we know we're live and we're actually getting seen by a few people. Otherwise, well, it's going to be a bit of a boring night. So, right, okay, so that's Cormac. He can hear us in Ireland. That's good. Cormac, let us know. Are you watching on the Facebook group page or are you in the Facebook group?
He's in our members.
He is in the members page. So, well, it might be working then. Who knows? We've also got Ian watching. We've got Dan saying, evening all, loud and clear this end. I'll stick you on YouTube going forwards. Yeah, YouTube seems to be the way to go, to be honest with you. We're also on LinkedIn as well, if you didn't get on the intro. So that's pretty much it. Right, okay, let's get on to the main show. So my name's Phil Griffiths. This is Jenny, and...
I'm your boss.
She's the boss, yeah. In many, many ways. Many, many ways. So, right, okay, so today's show, obviously, we've got some guests on, as you can probably see. We've got... Kieran, Jonathan, and Steve from Cloud Dolphin, and we're going to be talking about reselling backup. Kieran, can you start us off? Let us know a bit about yourself, obviously where you work. Hopefully it's Cloud Dolphin, otherwise it's going to be a bit confusing show. And then on top of that, what's your job position? What do you actually do? I'll be interested to hear what the others say you actually do as well.
Yeah, shout out to Cormac first for joining first. Always good to see you. My name's Kieran. I'm the director here at Cloud Dolphin, and my day-to-day would be anything from interacting with customers on demos, part of the sales process, and anything else down to accounts and the day-to-days of that sort of thing. So general business activities.
Okay, that's pretty good. And Jonathan, if you want to let everyone know who you are and what you do, and if Kieran does actually do all those things he just said.
No, it definitely does. I am a technical director for Clay Dolphin. I keep the machine running. I keep the machine running. Continuous development, improvement, listen to what our customers have to say, and just continue to develop.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. And we've also got Steve, which I think is doubling up for Batman tonight in that nice dark room. So I think he's got a slight delay as well, guys. So just bear with him when he's replying. It's about 1.5 seconds. So, Steve, if you want to introduce yourself, let us know what you do.
So the reason I'm in dark is because I'm the sales manager for Cloud Dolphin. So I'm the least popular one of the three. I basically do all of the sales approaches to all of the IT companies, the companies that we work with, which is why I'm very shaded in dark this evening and letting the two guys stand out nice and brightly in front of you.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Right, okay. So throughout the night, guys, if you do want to comment, ask questions, feel free. There's no presentation as such tonight. We're going to go straight into Q&A. And cover all your questions regarding, obviously, cloud backup. But before we get on to our new section, it's something I would highly recommend anyone does, whether it's with these guys or not, but it's an extra service for you to resell. And you can charge monthly for it. It's a reoccurring income for you. Obviously, that means when, obviously, people aren't coming in paying the bills, you've still got money coming in through direct debits or go cardless, which is a facility we use. And you've constantly got money coming in. So let's just say there was another lockdown or something like that. You've still got this money to cover your back. Yes, exactly. So, right. Okay. So before we go any further, we'll go through the chat in a few seconds. But if you want to go through the news today, John?
Yes, I've got some big news. And part of that big news is one of our new sign-ons for TechMax is in the chat tonight. If you just take that out of my face, please. Thank you. Ty there at Digi for You is one of our sign-ons for TechMax. He signed in this week, and I'm expecting big things to come with him. Also, Bose signed on, as well as HCI Distribution. Now, that's Bose, not to be confused with the maker of fine musical products. It's Bose Computers. We also have another influencer coming our way. His name is Matt Lee.
Mr. Matt Lee.
Mr. Matt Lee. Sorry about that. Mr. Matt Lee.
Is that it?
But anyway, Mr. Matt Lee, he is going to join us along with, and I wish you're really kerfuffling up about changing the.
I'm in trouble already, guys. Let's go back. So it didn't take long. But there we go. So let me go back.
I was trying to read out the influences there. We have PCR. We have Mr. Matt Lee, Kit Guru, Gadget Joe, The Tech Hunter, Welshy Tech, and iDoctor. Our sponsors for the evening are PAX 8 Strong, Aerocool, Case Cool, and Yama.
Case King.
It's you moving this around. I'm sorry. I'm losing.
Okay, so sponsors, as Jen said, it's Case King, Aerocool, Strong, Yama, MZ Soft, which is a new one, as well as PAX 8.
Yeah, that.
Okay, and on the exhibition?
And on the exhibition, we have Tech Point Distribution, EADR, Replace Base, Aerocool, Case King, Strong, I can't see, Kingston, Bugs and Bites, Spire, Origin, Seasonic, Be Quiet, Strumplify, Ducky, Thunder X3, ISL Online. It was great to see you yesterday, Warren and Ross. ALM Wholesale, VIP Computers, Recycle Your Tech, Urban Factory, Norton, ISL Online, MC Soft, how do you say that?
Inno 3D.
Inno 3D. Arctic, Thermal Tech, Lixar, OCPC, Lindy, Target PC Build Services, Target Logics, Pixel, Prevo, Marvo, Techware, PAX 8, Verbatim, Surefire, TP-Link, Iyama, Hammond & Co., Cloud Dolphin, Business Bollocks, CMS, CMS Cables, Samsung, Draytech, QNAP, NZXT, Pluggable, Cables Direct, A-Pacer, Mobile Pixels, Eurosoft, MSI, HCI, Bose Computers, Digi for You, and a partridge in a pear tree.
There we go. We got there. We got there in the end. So let me turn that off. There we go.
It's so really hard. I think going forward, me scrolling as I go is the way forward.
Okay. Well, let's figure that out for next time. But yeah. There we go. So if you didn't gather, there's a hell of a lot of exhibitors at TechMax. And if you haven't got tickets already, there's free tickets. There's tickets that include lunch just for a quid and tickets for the evening as well. Right. Okay. Let's get on with the show and what we're supposed to be talking about. So let's start off with Kieran then. So Kieran, if you actually want to give us more of a breakdown about Cloud Dolphin, and then we'll go through some questions and then obviously go through what chat has to say and so forth. So if you want to fire us off, Kieran.
Cloud Dolphin is a UK-based cloud backup provider. We can pretty much back up any data from any application on all the major operating systems, including Synology and QNAP NAS drives. And we also offer a Office 365 cloud-to-cloud suite as well, so that you can back up Exchange, OneDrive, SharePoint and Teams as well. So, we can pretty much do everything. It's the one-stop-shop backup solution.
Okay, sounds pretty good. So I'm going to ask the first question then is, why should people resell Cloud Backup? And don't use what I said before.
Yeah, so it is basically that. It's there's no such thing as passive income, but once you get a customer onboarded, it is a recurring revenue every month because it's kind of the first thing in and the last thing that needs to go in a business. It's that, and that we are GDPR compliant. We are UK based, and a lot of the other providers are American. The competition that we've got is mainly American, isn't it?
I guess. But we take the pressure off the reseller that with the amount of redundancy we have on our system to ensure that we have 100% uptime. We take away the pressure of the redundancy layers that a reseller would have to put in themselves if they were to go along.
Yeah, so to implement the same solution as what we offer, it is a lot of hardware and a lot, I'd say, maintenance, ongoing maintenance as well. So it kind of takes that expense away from the business to have an offshore backup solution that in the event something did happen, they can just fully recover from us.
Okay, sounds pretty good. Before we go anywhere else, because we forgot to mention at the moment, is there is a prize for tonight.
Yeah.
There is.
Do you want to tell everyone what the prize is?
Yeah,
we're on full screen as well, so everyone can see you. Here we go.
So we're giving away a Garmin Forerunner 255, which got delivered today. So if you wanted to enter the competition, you just need to click the link for the Survey Monkey and put your details in, and then we'll pick those up after the show and announce the winner.
And I'm posting the link now into chat. I'll also stick it on the screen for anyone who has to type it in for whatever reason. So it's down there at the bottom. So it's basically surveymonkey.com/R/2Golf Kilo Tango 6 November 7 for anyone who's listening. But there we go. So it gives you a rough idea. If you suddenly heard a weird noise a second ago, that wasn't me. That was our dog. So just to clear that up.
The head of the Department of Human Resources.
Yeah. So there we go. Right, okay. So again, guys, if you want to be up for a chance to win one of these, it's worth about £300, according to the website. So worth entering the survey, just basic questions, fill them in, and you've got, I think, is it up to 25 submissions we've got?
Yeah, I think so. But if you wanted to, if that does expire and you can't enter on the link, just drop us an email to sales@clouddolphin.co.uk and we'll pop you into the competition as well.
No problem. That's absolutely brilliant. So that should be fine. So let's get on to the questions then. So guys in the chat, if you've got any questions about Cloud Dolphin or Cloud Backup or anything along that lines,
yeah.
Obviously, shoot it over, and we'll cover that. We do have a question, though, I've got here, and let's have a look. Do you have to be VAT registered? This is a question that comes up on every single show we do. Do you have to be VAT registered to use Cloud Dolphin?
Preferable, yeah, if you wanted to claim the VAT back. So, yeah, we are VAT registered, so we do charge VAT, yes.
But you don't actually have to be VAT registered to actually use your services or resell your product?
No, so I think is Ireland zero VAT as well at the moment?
I think so.
That's a good question for Cormac.
Yeah, if he's watching still.
Yeah.
Cormac's actually a customer, so
he'll be able to tell you.
We are charging you VAT, so if we're not going to be, let us know.
Yeah, right. Well, that's our question then. So,
we need to visit the chat.
Okay, if you want to go through the chat, Jen.
Hello, Welshie Tech, as well as Ty at Digi for you. Kwame, hello to you, big king of Ireland there. Blue Bolt PC, always good to see you in the chat, as well as our very own Gadget Joe.
Okay. Sorry for, it was an echo. Facebook issues yet again.
If you would like your name to be seen, please click restream link at the top of the chat there, and you will not be known as Facebook user. Cormie says, I do not know. I'll have to ask Nima about the VAT as she does the books, and I'll let you know. Fair enough, Cormie. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's good answer there. So there we go. Right, okay, so let's get on. So again, if there's any problems with Facebook, your name's getting shown or your comments not showing on the screen, please try and check us out on YouTube or LinkedIn or something like that, or even go to the main page rather than the group, because Facebook is having issues. But I do see some questions coming in, so it's probably okay. But who knows? Okay, so let's go on to the next question. Okay. Can you explain the security measures in place to safeguard customers' data stored in your cloud? So basically, what do you do to stop things going wrong?
Great.
So mind you and John. John's the guy that stopped everything going wrong here.
We have a ISO accreditation, which ensures our commitment to our customers' data. In this instance, the accreditation does further out to cover the assets, but at this instance, the ISO accreditation covers their data. Individual clients' data is backed up prior to leaving their servers, desktops, wherever it may be that they're back up.
Yeah, so it's encrypted prior to leaving the customer's machine, and while at rest as well. So in terms of more technical stuff like the redundancy side, that's probably what they meant by that question, I think.
Okay, well, redundancy, as you can imagine, we are the customer's redundancy helping hand. So as you can imagine, that there's a lot of cogs in the machine. So we started at the physical layer. We've got high availability firewalls, so we can lose a handful of firewalls, and the customer may experience up to 1 minute of downtime, but within that period, it's not noticeable. It's not noticeable, and we test this regularly. From that, all of our web servers and backup servers in which our clients connect to, they're in a high availability cluster environment, which is synchronized in real time. Again, we have our own backups to ensure that we've got local copies of them. We then utilize our fiber channel network to create a mirror of the data. This is a real-time synchronization which doesn't leave the data center. And then from there, we have a asynchronous replication that happens where we input a delay in which we then copy that data to our alternate data center. So essentially, there is always three copies of a customer data at any one time.
Yeah.
And the reason for the delay is that in the event user could be copying a virus, corruption, we need a pause somewhere, and we can mitigate that by speaking to the customer direct to ask them what type of delay. It's not, we don't have to enforce that for them. We're flexible in that regard.
Yeah, but if you're talking to me, we've got dual everything and everything's safe, so you never have to worry.
And there's a lot to it. And then we also have Azure AD Connect, which puts a snapshot of our Active Directory environment in Azure, which takes a snapshot of all our AD objects. It runs well. I don't have many sleepless nights, to put it that way.
Right, okay. So I think that answers that question then. So again, chat, if you've got any questions, send them through. But I do have a few questions here. So I've got one here what's saying, how do customers buy from Cloud Dolphin? So I'm guessing this is a question for Steve. Well, he's in sales, so I'm hoping this question's going to be for him. So Steve, how do you buy from Cloud Dolphin? How does it work?
So, well, basically, we don't have any hard sales tactics. So, you know, we're not going to force it onto people. We basically just approach a company. Usually that's an outbound call. We just look for a conversation. And really, all we're doing on that conversation is basically just look into the opportunity to put a demo in place, which is about 30 minutes. And at that demo, it really is just a bit of a show and tell in terms of the system, ask any questions, and kind of get a feel for what the service is. So, you know, we do that, we do the demo, we do free trials as well. We're not the sort of company that if we don't hear back, we'll keep pestering. We just don't believe in that because we understand the industry. We know that in particular, people are proactive and reactive. And so what might be of interest, you know, to somebody today, you know, something might come in first thing in the morning and they have to jump on it. So you know, we don't believe in keep pressurizing that situation. We'll leave it with people. And if they've got an opportunity and a bit of time to have a chat about it, then, you know, that's what we do. And as I say, the demo is the best process. We're actually just going to show it how and ask any questions. So that's how we do it.
Okay, so that sounds pretty good. So I think that answers that question. Just a reminder, guys, if any of you want to enter the competition to win, again, that's to win a £300 smartwatch, make sure you fill in the survey, which I've put on the bottom of the screen. Or if you want more information about Cloud Dolphin, obviously the QR code is on the right-hand side of the screen, and you've also got their web address there as well, which is pretty straightforward, which is clouddolphin.co.uk. Again, the survey is open till the end of the show. If for any reason it does get full, as in too many people do submit, just send a email over to, was it sales@clouddolphin.co.uk? Was that correct?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I'll pick that up and pop them into the competition.
Okay, that should be pretty good. That should cover it. Right, okay, so let's go on to other questions I've got for you then. So we've got a question here. Okay, so how is your backup and restore? Some servers have limited upload and download speeds. I'm a limited, so for example, stuff being backed up, I need to recover it. Am I limited to, say, 20 megabytes or megabits per second?
No, so we allow a gig up and down, so it tends to be at the customer's site speed, really. We don't really see anything, unless they've got a lease line. Most of them are just on normal bandwidth, so we don't restrict it at all. It just comes up and down as it needs to. But if you've got large amounts of data, we can support seed loads both ways as well. So if you've got low bandwidth at site and a large amount of data, you can pop that onto a hard drive for us, post it in on a recorded delivery, and we'll get that manually uploaded to the storage array, and vice versa as well. So if it's the other way, we can send a disk out to you as well.
Okay, sounds pretty good. Just to add on to that, is there a maximum amount you can back up?
No, so it's
we could if you wanted to upload a petabyte this evening, you can. I think we'd have to cap it at about 10 customers currently, but yeah, a petabyte will lay the foundation there.
I think it gives the amount of time that I take them to upload, I think it gives you enough time to upload your servers and stuff. if they are uploaded,
we'll be throwing hard drives in left and center. Don't worry.
There we go. Right, we do have a question from Blue Bolt PC. They are asking, are your servers based in the UK? If not, how does it affect compliance?
Yeah, so we use two data centres. So one's in Wolverhampton, where we are now, and we also use one in Nottingham as well, which is our Fadenova site. But other than that, yeah, it's two data centres in the UK.
The only time data leaves those sites is basically for our own internal redundancy and nothing to do with our customers.
Okay, so it's all in the UK. So as long as the UK doesn't get nuked, we're fine. But then again, if we did get nuked, we probably wouldn't be that bothered about our data anyway. But yeah, so you should be all right there, Blue Bolt. So that's good. Let's have a look. So Sharon says she's passing the information on to Eurosoft UK. I'm guessing she's passing on your information on to Eurosoft UK, which is obviously they do the PC check diagnostic software. They're also going to be at TechMax as well, so you'll be able to have a chat with them if you want.
Back
and forth. Sharon's we've been to see Sharon, haven't we?
Her and Leslie. We went down there last year. It was around the end of September.
Yeah.
The end of our holiday. We went around and saw Allison, I think, and Spire.
Yeah.
And she and Leslie. And they treated us to a night out. And they are a hell of a couple to be around. They are awesome. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, good pair. And obviously, again, good software. So if anyone's interested in diagnostic software, have a look. Right, okay, so next question then. So how do I charge customers monthly? So this is more of a question of rather than buying your services. How do they actually charge their customers they're selling it to, rather than setting up a direct debit, which can be a pain for some of their customers to do?
We run everything here. Majority is direct debit on our end. What do customers do? So I think most of them just put them on support on the part of the service plan that they provide.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a product that would be attached to, you know, antivirus, monthly support and that sort of thing. So it'd just be bulked into that. So it'd just be that really. In terms of our pricing, we have fixed pricing and we also offer a tech-for-tech discount. So there's quite a substantial discount on that as well. And it is fixed with unlimited devices, unlimited tenants on the 365 side, unlimited NAS drives and all that sort of stuff. So it's quite easy to manage, really. You just pay on a per storage basis. So if you can bulk all your customers to within 1 terabyte, you know exactly what you're paying for that month. And then you can then charge that onto a main customer at your own rate on a per gig maybe or something like that.
Okay, sounds pretty good. To add on to that, as someone has done it, I think I mentioned at the beginning of the show that if you're not bothered about setting up direct debits and stuff for your customers, let's just say you were setting up for the first time or whatever, there's a facility called Go Cardless. That's just GOCARDless, which basically does all that for you. It's all through one system. You just send the customer either an email, which is through the system, or you can send them a link, or you can do it at the house if you're on site or their office, and it basically does it all for you, and then the money will come through to your account like 2-3 days after the actual money comes out of their account. So it's an ideal way to do it, and you can manage them all. So that's called Go Cardless. Again, we have discounts for that in the Facebook group. If you look for the members area, which says discounts, it will take you through to there, and you'll be able to get a discount on that as well. So that's Go Cardless.
And if you heard any whining, that was not me. That was our boss, Bon, down there. He's patiently waiting to go home and get in his bed.
Yeah. I don't think we've actually shown Bon on the live show, have we?
We haven't.
Go on, let's quickly do it. Okay. We're going to get in trouble, though. I'm talking about dogs on the live show, but here we go. So let's get rid of that. So nice big picture of us. Let me get the priest too. Should swing round, and there he is.
There's Bond. Hello, Bond. Yes, you hear Mommy talking, don't you?
There we go. So it's a pet show now. Okay, so let's put the camera back. Here we go. Right, there we go. So just like magic, the magic of internet. Here we go. Yeah. So let's get us
now. Here's where the camera goes all spastic, like it did a few minutes.
Yeah, well, probably not the best word to use, but yeah. let's have a look. So got a question what says, how can customers get in touch with Cloud Dolphin? That should be a pretty simple one for you.
Yeah, so just on the website, really, clouddolphin.co.uk, or you can call us on 0333-210-0012. Or message us on Facebook. Depends. If you're in the tech for text group, then you can just drop us a DM and we'll get back to you that way.
No problem. Also, there's a QR code that way on the right hand side of the screen, which you can go to, and you'll see the web address on there as well. So you should be able to find them. So that should be pretty straightforward there. Okay, let's go back to the chat then. Do we have any more chats from Facebook, Jim?
We have Simon Butterworth with an emoji of a smiley face, clapping hands and a heart. So
I'm guessing that was for me, Simon, and not the dog, but
I don't know. I'm guessing Bon got that. So
there we go. So Cormac's saying, obviously Cormac's someone who's using Cloud Dolphin. He says he charges the customers yearly and he makes a good profit selling it. So yeah, obviously you can always sell things yearly if you want to. So depending on how you want to sell stuff, you could obviously offer monthly options at slightly more and so forth. And again, that Go Cardless does allow you to do monthly payments as well if you didn't want to set up direct debits or have to call the customer to get them to renew and stuff like that. And you can adjust pricing and all your standard stuff like that. Okay, so that's pretty good. So thank you for the advice there, Cormac. Okay, so...
I think one thing to add to that, with the Tech for Techs discount, we've got a lot of partners through the Tech for Techs group that are actually selling it for a bigger profit than we make.
Well, that's one way of doing it. It shows that you're offering some decent pricing then. Yeah. So if you are wanting discounts for obviously the service they're offering, check out the discount page. And again, you have to be a Tech for Tech members to get that. If you're not a Tech for Tech member, straightforward, go to the Tech for Tech's website. So it's techfortech.co.uk and click on member at the top, and it'll let you join the Facebook group, which is totally free to do. There's no charge or anything like that. So straightforward. Right, okay, so what level of scalability does your cloud backup solution offer for my business, which is a small business, but we're looking to go larger, apparently?
Well, covered it off about 5 minutes ago, but as long as they don't want to exceed about 10 petabyte, carry on.
Yeah, but in terms of the monthly, though, if they so we don't work on contracts here. We're a 30-day rolling contract. We won't tie you into anything. And if the customer, or if you wanted to sell a terabyte 1 month and scale up to 10 the following month, you don't need to let us know. You can just do that. And then if you wanted to come back down to 1 terabyte, there's no penalties. You don't need to let us know. We just the billing's automated. The scalability is automated. You can just do what you want. And you'll only be charged for what's in use around the billing date, which is the 28th of each month. And one other thing is that we are a channel partner, so we don't actually partner with endpoints, which is a bit, I suppose, reassurance for you that we don't actually sell past the IT repair company or the managed service provider. We're strictly a channel partner.
And the scalability, dependent on the size of data that the support provider wants to provide their customers, is that we can give them their own dedicated hardware and web server. And just to reiterate, the resell is you'll get your own subdomain in your business name, as well as the app customization in your branding.
Yep.
And that is all included.
Yeah, that's free as well. We offer free white label.
So you won't get our branding on your application. It'll be passed as you are. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds pretty good, actually, because one of the questions I got was, can you white label it? You've answered that one. I can cross that one off. So basically, it's white labeled from scratch, basically.
Yeah, free white labels included, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. And if no one knows what white labeled means, that means there's no branding, as he just said, from Cloud Dolphin on it. You basically label it as your own, so you can call it Billy Bob's Computer Backup Service or whatever you wanted. And there we go. So there we go. So I think that pretty much covers that. We've also got one asking about how do you address compliance requirements such as GDPR? I think we've sort of touched on that a bit before, but if you just want to run us through it again.
Yeah, well, we're registered. We've just renewed, actually, with the Information Commissioner's Office. And we're also Digital Outcome Specialist 6 as well, compliant. And we're just in the application process of G-Cloud 14, so we've been on there since G-Cloud 12. So in terms of we're actually government approved supplier as well, so we're actually listed on the G-Cloud website. In terms of compliance, we're fully GDPR compliant.
Okay, I think that one covers that. Again, anyone who is watching, because I can see there's a few of you, if you want to please comment, let us know. If you've got any questions for these guys, I know it's pretty straightforward from what they're saying, but there's always those questions, and obviously the only stupid question is the ones you don't ask. So let's have a look. Have we got any other questions? Have you got any questions on your side, Jen, on the Facebook that aren't coming through?
Let's have a look here. Sorry about that, guys. My Bond decided that he needed to go out. Pause for the cause there. I don't have any more comments.
I'm going through that. Right, okay, so let's go through you guys to see Karen. I did this on last show, Kieran. I called you Karen for some reason.
He's not a Karen. I can vouch for that. He's so not a Karen.
There we go.
I can be sometimes. Depends.
Yeah. Well, I've done that a few times. What was it? I called a Michael Michelle once.
That was funny.
But that's how it goes when you're live. Right, okay. So how did your price and structure actually work? So obviously you don't need to tell people what your actual prices are live on here, because obviously they're going to alter and so forth. But how does it actually work? Are there any hidden fees for your customers or anything along that lines?
Do you charge?
No, okay. Yeah.
So there's no hidden fees. I can say that. There's absolutely no hidden fees whatsoever. The pricing structure is really transparent. Obviously, we talk with people about that throughout the whole process. And it's based solely on the storage capacity. So it's inclusive as well of all the services and all the support. And obviously, as we said, it's including the white label as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty good. Any more questions from chat? Chat's gone a bit quiet now. I think they've got most of their questions in. Again, sorry if you can hear yawning dog in the background. But it's one of those days today. So I think that pretty much covers most of the things. So I'm just going to go around the room with you, Kieran, Jonathan, and Steve. See if you've got anything you want to add. Anything else you want to fill in that we've probably missed? Or I think we've covered most things, but basically just give us a quick rundown again why people should be doing it, as well as tell them about the prize, what they should be submitting this survey and doing.
If we just go back to the pricing, in our 6 years of operation, we've had one increase, and I think that's good in the tech world now, because every 5 minutes you're having Sky increase, Virgin increase, O2 increase. We don't have a 12 monthly increase. It just came at a time when data center costs were very expensive, put it that way.
Well, it was the energy cost.
That was the only thing that drove that decision, and we were very hesitant to do it, but we took a gamble that the customers may have expected it because of the energy costs.
Yeah, but that was about a year and a half ago now. If anything, we aim to get costs down because we understand that as an MSP, these sort of products that you align with everything that you offer is quite important to get them at a price point where you can actually make a good profit on them. We'd like to see a minimum of a 30% margin on what we offer for resellers. But it's fixed billing anyway. You always know what you're paying on a monthly basis just by logging into the portal and checking what's in use. And again, you know, there's no lump contracts. If you're not happy with the service, then you can leave at any point. Like, we don't hold anybody into long-term contracts.
And the customer is only paying for the data and applications that they're backing up, including their incremental changes. That's covered off in our deduplication in our software, that you're not having excess copies of files based on date. It's actually smart enough to acknowledge the changes in files, virtual machines. Your customer is only backing up what they're using.
Yeah, only changes.
Only changes.
Yeah. So it's only changes that are backed up anyway. So it's very storage efficient for the client side software. And you're right, like I say, the billing is fixed anyway, so you kind of know what you're paying each month.
Okay, I think that covers it from you too. Right, Steve. It's your time to shine. Now you're in sales. Give us a sales pitch. Why should we buy it?
Well, there's no sales pitch. If you want to have a free demo, there's no obligation. There's no warm up the back sales. You know, just go onto our website, clouddolphin.co.uk, drop us an email, sales@clouddolphin.co.uk, or leave the comments on here, and just have a look at it. Just have a look. Let us do the demo. Let us show you what it is, what it's about. And as I say, there's no hard sales. If you think it's something that you can use, then great. We can talk to you about, you know, the things around things. And if it's not, not a problem at all. You know, it might be something that you want to come back to at a later time. So, you know, as I say, nothing at all in terms of from our side is hard sell. You know, we just want to have as many conversations as possible with people and really just let them have a look at the products and the services and ourselves as well. Because obviously, you know, the relationship with us is important too. So, you know, all three of us are accessible, you know, opportunities to have a chat with any of us. So, you know, feel free to do so at your leisure.
Okay, I think that pretty much covers it then. Chat's been quiet towards the end of the show, so that's fine. So it looks like you've answered all the questions. They know what you're offering, so that's always good. So usually when there's a million questions coming in, that means they're confused. So it sounds like they're all actually sane for a change.
Yeah.
Which, well, is a big change, to be honest with you. If you guys do obviously want to email them, the email address is at the bottom of the screen, but it's basically sales@clouddolphin.co.uk. Website is, well, clouddolphin.co.uk, and you got a QR code there as well. So I think we're going to call it a night there. But again, if you guys don't offer any sort of reoccurring service, this is a good thing to start offering, along with something like antivirus, as mentioned before, because obviously it allows you to resell it, and that allows you to have a reoccurring income. You can resell stuff like this to consumers or businesses. I don't think you're restricted. Do you have many customers, Kieran, who actually are like resell this to the residential customers, or is it mainly more office?
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, in terms of the price point on the tech for tech side, yeah, we do have quite a few that sell to retail, well, to consumers, but yeah, I'd say the majority are B2B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can do so. It's something there. There's always. Especially if you deal with any specialist customers. And when I say specialist, I don't mean the crazy ones. I mean the ones what do certain things like maybe photography or video editing, anything along that side of things. We've dealt with a lot of video, what did they call themselves? It was basically a video group of the town we're in, and there was the photography one as well. And the It was like a society. So they basically, obviously, all needed lots of backup and stuff like that. And generally, most of them generally don't. So having a cloud option to resell to them, and a lot of people usually in these sort of communities or societies generally have a lot of disposable income as well. If they're spending $3,000 or $4,000 on a camera and $2,000 on a camera lens or whatever, they usually can afford to back up the data.
They make the average gamer machine look like toast.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you think a gamer machine is going to be top-end stuff and everything, and they have what the gamers would love to have.
Yeah. Especially some of the video editors, editing in 4K, 6K, even 8K, like ourselves, and they need top-end graphics cards like 4080s, 4090s and stuff like that to be able to edit. So obviously they've got the money to spend. But obviously if you're dealing with businesses as well, again, B2B, then it's ideal offices, or if it's just even a one-man band, sole traders, they need the stuff backing up, and this is an ideal option to resell. And it gives you money coming in every month as well, or yearly if you're charging yearly, but it's that reoccurring thing. You don't have to sort of chase up if you set up something like a go cardless or a direct debit, and, well, the money's, you know, the money's going to be there at the start of the next month. It's as simple as that. Right, okay, I think that's pretty much it. I think the chat's all dead now. So what we'll do is call it a night there. So I'd like to say thank you, obviously, for everyone who's been watching. Obviously, Kieran, not Karen, but Kieran, Jonathan and Steve. Also, thank you guys for joining us on the show. If you've got anyone watching does want to know more information from them, as we said, email address is on the screen, sales@clouddolphin.co.uk, and you've got the website, which is clouddolphin.co.uk. But they're also going to be at Tex Mex at on the 21st of June. They're exhibiting, so they'll have a stand there. You'll be able to go talk to them in person and find out actually what they do. And you never know, they might have some freebies hanging around or whatever as well. I've come on the boat spot now, so you got to get some free pens or something.
can I just add, is that the software that you're able to resell is not a fixed product. It's continually developed.
Yeah.
One of our recent features that's been released, we haven't had any customer uptake on it yet, but it is the Linux bare metal backup recovery. So it continues to develop.
Okay.
Let's see. So by all means, any feedback or recommendations? Can it do this? Why can't it do this? For all ears.
That's absolutely fine. That's brilliant. And why you mentioned Linux, sorry, get it right. I'm presuming your software supports Windows and Apple?
It does. And going back to right at the beginning of the chat, is that the application supports hypervisors, VMware, as well as Hyper-V as well. Also has a inbuilt feature where you can back up and restore files within a VM. Okay. So for instance, you were backing up your domain controller and you had you needed to restore your sysfol folder. You could pinpoint that restore straight back into the VM, even though you're backing up on the hypervisor itself and not the VM. But when we speak to customers, we can demonstrate and explain that to them.
Yeah, that's pretty much. But basically, what you're saying is you can pretty much back up of anything from a server to a little home
PC,
whatever it is. So you've got everything covered there: Apple, Windows, Linux, and so forth. So
yeah, everything.
So that's good. So we'll call it that. The end of the night, then, guys. We'll say thank you again. Again, these guys will be at TechMerx, so feel free, come see them at TechMerx, have a word with them, and I'm pretty sure. They'll have some interesting stuff to tell you about.
Speaking of TechMerx, if you have not gotten your tickets yet, what are you waiting for? Go to www.tftmerx.com and get yourself a ticket. It's no time like the present to do it. Don't procrastinate. Get yourself a ticket. You don't want to miss out on going over to the Cloud Dolphin stand, I know. That's one of the first that I'm going to hit up and say hi to. So I'm going to welcome them in on their first show. And they never know when I'm going to pop over either.
That's it.
Also, if you would like to stand at TechMerx, you better get in touch with me at info@techfortex.co.uk quickly. Because I've already had to open up the overflow. There's absolutely nothing in the main area now. It is gone. So we are in the overflow area. Don't make sure you don't miss out on getting in the overflow.
Yeah, and even the overflow is getting...
It's starting to look like a chaotic little dream.
Yeah, it's basically getting busy. More exhibitors than ever, so
I haven't signed up for it. It's going to still come.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
there's going to be a few. There's going to be a few disappointed this year when we finally sell out. I'm pretty sure of that. Right then, let's call it there.